Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Being an effective consultant requires a lot of finesse, a lot of art, but most consultants miss a lot of those little nuances that make a successful consultant. And in fact, many of them make a lot of mistakes that they don't realize they're making. And that's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And one thing I've learned in 25 years of consulting is that consulting is a lot more about the little things than it is about the big things and how much you know and those sort of things. And what I found through my career is that a lot of consultants don't understand what those little nuances are, and they focus too much on their domain expertise and the things that they know rather than the little things that are more important than the things you know. Before I get into the top 10, let me tell you what I'm not going to talk about today are the things that aren't as important as you might think. One is how much you know. There's probably going to always be people out there that are smarter than you and know more than you. But as long as you have a minimum level of knowledge that exceeds the people that you're consulting to, chances are you're probably okay on the domain side of it, and you may want to focus more on some of the little things that I'll talk about here in a second. The second thing, just as an example, is how well you create PowerPoint slides. A lot of consultants think that if they create beautiful PowerPoint slides, they're doing effective consulting. And I have to question that, especially when it comes to the value of those. But those are just two things that a lot of people think are going to be important to be a successful consultant. And what I'll talk about here today instead are what are those top 10 mistakes that I see consultants make in their careers. One of the biggest mistakes that a lot of consultants make, and that I've seen a lot of consultants make, is that they don't listen. They don't fully understand and recognize what a client is really asking or what the client's needs really are or what the client's problem really is. And part of the problem with this is as you're developing your career as a consultant, you learn more over time and you start to see more and more different situations and you start to get more confident in your abilities to be a good consultant. And that's all good stuff, but you don't want to let that confidence override the need to be humble and step back and just listen and understand fully what the client is saying that their problem is. Now, there's two dimensions of listening. One is what a client says to you on the surface, and then the second part of that is reading between the lines and understanding what they really mean. So for example, if you have a client that says that they're worried about a project failing, it could be that yes, they're worried about the organization failing in the project, but it could also mean that that individual who's human is also worried about losing their job or about being a failure or a perceived failure in their organization. So it's almost like being an amateur psychologist. You have to understand what people are really saying, what their real drivers are. But regardless, to be effective, you have to be a good listener. And if you're not a good listener, you're gonna have a really hard time being an effective consultant. Another consulting failure point that's very similar to the first one, but a little bit different, is having a perceived right answer going into a new situation. And again, this becomes more of a problem as you become more advanced and more established and more comfortable in your career because you become smarter, more knowledgeable, and it's easy to let that get the best of you. And so you don't wanna go in with the right answer early on, and you certainly don't wanna have any premature conclusions of what the answer might be. Now, one thing I'll note is even if you're right and you do go in and you have the right answer and it turns out that you're right, that is the right answer for a client, you need the client to understand that you are listening and that you're asking questions and the things I mentioned in the first point. So even if you end up being right from the very beginning, you still have to act like, at the very least, that you're listening and you're asking the right questions and that you're fully understanding the client's needs. Because otherwise, they're not going to believe you and they're not going to trust the advice you're giving them, even if it's the right answer for them or the best answer for them. Now, this is all very important, too, because you don't want to be perceived as arrogant. A lot of times, consultants can be perceived as outsiders that know all the answers and they don't listen. And that's a bad rap that a lot of consultants have. So you need to sort of bring that level of arrogance down or the perceived arrogance down by listening and fully understanding what clients are saying. If you're helping clients tackle very complex, broad challenges and strategic challenges, there's no possible way that any one of us is going to have all the answers or going to be able to effectively figure out the best solution for that client. And that's why it's important not to have a lone wolf mentality where you're trying to do things on your own without the input from other consultants on your team. So to the extent you can work as a team and collaborate with others and leverage the best of the brains on your team, that's what you want to do. there's a common problem, especially later in people's careers, especially when they become independent consultants working for their own one man or one woman shop. They end up having a mentality that they're a lone wolf, a single solo gunslinger that can go in there and solve any sort of problem. And in my opinion, those are some of the most ineffective consultants because they don't have the breadth of capabilities and the breadth of knowledge that you have with a team. So make sure you're working as a team if you want to be effective at being a good consultant.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Fourth challenge that I often see with new consultants especially is a failure to really relate to clients. And what I mean by relate is not just understanding and not just listening, as I already mentioned, but really relating on a personal level, getting to know people on a personal level, understanding what makes them tick, understanding their personal situation, their personal lives, and just understanding them as humans. And ultimately, people want to work with people that they like, and people tend to like people that listen and understand who they are as individuals. So being able to relate to someone and adapt to whatever their situation might be is very important. I'll give you an example. I worked with a consultant one time who was very proud of a Maserati he had just bought. And he went out talking to the client about how he just bought a Maserati. Well, most people can't afford a Maserati, and most people don't care that you bought a Maserati, so don't talk about your Maserati if you bought one. So that's just one maybe extreme example of how you need to really filter yourself and really think of how you're perceived by other people. And you do have to be somewhat of a chameleon. You have to sort of mix in and blend in with the organization and the individuals as best you can, even though you're always going to be an outsider as a consultant. And one other example that's a little important thing is even just how you dress. A lot of times consultants come in wearing suits and ties or dress very nicely when the rest of the organization is wearing jeans and t-shirts. And not that you have to dress exactly the same, but I had a boss early in my career that told me to always dress just one step above the client. So not so much they're alienating them, but enough to where you're showing respect and you're being appreciative of your presence at their organization. So those are just two examples, the Maserati and the way you dress. Those are just two examples of things you don't want to do if you want to be relatable to clients. An important thing to always keep in mind as a consultant is that you're being paid a lot, or at least your hourly rate that's being charged by your organization, whoever you work for, is being paid a lot. And so people are always going to judge you on the value you're delivering relative to that cost. So if you're billing as a new consultant $150 or $200 an hour, whatever it may be, people are always going to look at you and ask themselves, are you worth $200 an hour? So you want to make sure that you're not only delivering real value and delivering solutions and real world problems to your clients, but you also have to make sure the clients understand that value you're contributing. So it's a delicate balancing act of not bragging about yourself, but also not hiding the value that you're delivering to the client. So you want to be very transparent about that value so that when they go to pay the invoice and they see your name with a certain amount of hours and billable time and money, they can appreciate and understand the value that you've delivered. Something that's very important to recognize as a consultant is that it's hard work. You're going into situations that are very difficult, and that's why people are hiring you to be their consultant. If they weren't having problems, they wouldn't need to hire you as a consultant. So you have to go in with the expectation that you're probably going to run into some pretty gnarly situations, whether it be an operational mess or organizationally an organization is misaligned, or there could be a lot of political infighting. And it's easy to get caught up in the crossfire of that stuff and to take it personally. Or to worse yet, to say, this isn't my problem, this isn't what I should have to deal with. Well, it is what you have to deal with, and that's why you're there, is to help fix some of those problems. Now, clearly, you're not going to fix a cultural problem that's been brewing for decades at an organization, but you can solve more immediate problems like operational challenges or technical challenges. But along the way, you are going to have to deal with whatever political dynamics, organizational dynamics, cultural dynamics that go along with that. So one of the worst things you can do is blame a client and say the reason they're not successful is because they're the problem. Well, they probably recognize that they're the problem, which is why they're bringing you in to help them with that. So it's important to really keep that mindset and always look at it from their perspective and understand what they're going through and try not to take it too personally when you do get caught up in some of the messiness of consulting. One of the trickiest parts of being a good consultant is that you have to be an expert in a certain area, and you usually have to pick an area or domain that you're going to focus on and be an expert in. But you also want to balance that with looking at the big picture and understanding the big picture. Understand what your role and what the work you're doing, how it affects other parts of the organization. And understand how the value you're delivering relates to the value that other team members on your consulting team are also delivering value. So really understanding the big picture, not getting too caught up in your little myopic view of the world, but understanding what's happening outside your myopic view of the world is very important to be an effective consultant. In today's day and age of rapid technological change, it can be very easy to get caught up in technology and focus all of your time just on learning and understanding technology. On one hand, that's important. That makes you a potential expert in that field. But on the other hand, it takes away from the things that are even more important to a successful transformation or application of technology, which is typically going to be on the operational and the human organizational side of things. So even if you're a technical developer or someone that's focused on a specific software, you still need to understand the operations and you need to understand the people and the organizational change. You may not be experts in either of those two areas, but you still have to have a basic understanding of how those things work and how it relates to the work you're doing and vice versa. If you're part of a larger or mid-tier consulting organization, this point is going to be particularly important to you or relevant to you. And that is that a lot of times consulting teams tend to focus on themselves and they have an inward team focus. And the reason for that oftentimes is because if you're working for a large organization, your loyalty really is to that organization. And it can be easy to get detached from the client and lose sight of some of the other things we've talked about in this top 10 list and really focus on the dynamics of your internal consulting team. In some cases throughout my career, I've been on consulting teams where they're so big that we spend so much time with just the internal dynamics and managing and navigating those internal dynamics and the politics of our own team that we lose sight of what we're really there to do, which is to help the client through their transformation. So if you're working for Accenture, Deloitte, KPMG, Capgemini, one of those big consulting firms, chances are you're more likely to fall into this potential trap, but just be aware of it and really make sure that you understand that this is something that could undermine all the other things we talk about in this video. And you need to overcome that and really look outside your immediate team to work past some of that to be more effective. Now, finally, one of the biggest challenges consultants face is that they can't keep up with the changing world. Whether it's a technology you're focused on or best practices that you're deploying or certifications you have, you constantly have to be evolving and improving as a consultant. You have to stay on top of emerging trends. You have to understand where the industry is headed. You have to understand technology and operations. There's just a lot of stuff for you to know. And the beauty of consulting is you're never going to know everything you need to know to be a really, really good consultant. And that's what makes it so fun. Every client's situation is different. And in order to be effective in that changing situation, you need to be evolving the way that you learn and the way you develop yourself and your own skill set. So be sure you're finding ways to stay on top of current trends, staying educated, furthering your education, broadening your education, all those things are extremely important. I hope this has given you some guidance on how to be a more effective consultant and more importantly, how to avoid some of those common challenges and pitfalls that a lot of consultants face, especially early in their careers. In order to help you through your career development, I've also included some links below that'll help you provide understanding of the consulting industry and transformation consulting in general. So I encourage you to check out some of those links below. So I hope you found this information useful and have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.